Welcome to Point Man, where it's our goal to challenge you to be a better godly man in your family, workplace, and community using the arsenal at our disposal through the Word of God. Hey everyone, David here. It's been a little bit since my last post here, but as I was reading this morning, I really felt compelled to definitely put this out there for everyone. I was reading in 1 Thessalonians here, where Paul was talking to the church at Thessalonica, and in verses 4 through 6, he was saying, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit." And so, if you look in the Amplified in verse 5, this phrase, strong conviction, is actually a much different phrase. It talks about convictions of steel. And so that's something that that really kind of resonates with me. The Amplified says, "The Holy Spirit puts steel in your convictions." And so as we sit here and we go through challenging times, and you know, a lot of times when we're going through these challenges, we have folks around us that tell us that our steel is being tested. And albeit true, not always what we want to hear, that's for sure. But it does make us question, you know, do we have the convictions of hardened steel, that everything that we go through in life and every challenge that we cross, that God's looking out for us and he's got our back. And, you know, we have the opportunity every day to look back and see what God has done in our lives. And I think that's the point where we start to harden those convictions. We start to see the track record. We start to see what God has done in our lives and be able to have those convictions of steel, that no matter what situation I'm in, God has the opportunity and God has the ability to be glorified and bring me through how he sees fit. So I recently had a situation in my family. It was a medical situation. And you always know that when that call comes at 5:30 in the morning from the hospital, not only from the hospital, but from your wife who's at the hospital, that things aren't going to be, it's not going to be a great phone call. You know, I'd like to be able to say that, you know, the call came and, you know, being a, you know, a hero of faith, that I just, you know, I sprang into action and praying and interceding and knowing that everything was going to be okay. But I would be lying to you, and lacing that with a bit of sarcasm to say it. But the reality is, yeah, I did spring to action. I sprang to action getting, you know, the things that I knew I was going to need throughout the day. And, you know, all the while, you know, praying and trying to quiet the chaos in my head as I pray and as I get ready, a lot of times that becomes the reality of our challenges. We're trying to quiet the chaos in our head. And so I drive to the hospital, I get there, and as I'm walking through the parking garage to head into the hospital, I'm still, you know, kind of having a conversation with God about the situation. And I hear this still small voice inside me just say, "I've never failed you yet." And that was the reassurance. That was the reassurance from God that no matter what happens, no matter the situation that I walk into, he's never failed me yet. And I can look back and I can say that is true, because I see the track record that God has had. I want to tell you all this just to encourage you. Begin to trust God. Begin to trust that he's got your back in every situation. And that may take looking back and seeing through some of the hard situations that God has brought you through. It may not have been the way you wanted him to bring you through. It may not have been the way you would have chosen. But nonetheless, God brings us through every challenge. And it's for his glory, not ours. It's for his glory that he brings us through these challenges. And we are successful and victorious on the other side. So I just want to encourage you, don't dismiss God's hand because it didn't happen the way you wanted it to. You know, the word tells us God's ways are higher than ours. He sees yesterday, today, and forever in a single glance, and we don't see that. We only see typically what's 5 feet in front of us and have challenges with seeing beyond that sometimes. But the great thing is in Hebrews 13, the second half of 5 and 6, it tells us that never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And so I want to leave you on that note and just say, when it all starts to go south, you can say, God has never left you nor forsaked you. But we want to be able to boldly say that the Lord is my helper. I don't have to go this alone. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry how I'm going to solve the situation because we have a Father in heaven who's constantly looking out for us and constantly trying to get our attention and show us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thanks again for following the Point Man blog. You will find additional content by clicking the resources tab as well as following on Instagram at pointman_group. I encourage you to like, share, retweet, repost, and if you click the follow button, you'll receive an email every time a new post comes out. I hope this has encouraged and challenged you in some small way. Leave a comment or even hit the contact button to send me a message. Until next time, be strong and courageous, follow hard after God, and challenge yourself each day to be a stronger man of God.